The Sunshine State has welcomed record numbers of visitors for 5 years straight, according to the state's tourism corporation, Visit Florida. This year, Governor Rick Scott is aiming for 115 million tourists, which could translate to more than $5 billion in tax revenue. People from dozens of countries will visit Disney and Universal theme parks and perhaps drink some fresh-squeezed orange juice. And if the state's newest tourism ambassador gets his way, they'll check out the sexy beaches and hotels, too. Yes, that is the rapper Pitbull promoting the state in a music video for Visit Florida. But there are some things that not even Pitbull can fix. It's been a difficult, at times heartbreaking summer. 49 people were killed at a gay nightclub in Orlando. A 2-year-old boy was drowned by an alligator. A foul-smelling algae bloom is choking the Treasure Coast. And now there is a local outbreak of the Zika virus in the trendy Miami neighborhood of Wynwood.
All those issues could have a cumulative effect upon decision-making, which would ultimately have a trickle-down effect upon salaries, wages, and employment to local community members.
Mark Bond is a professor at Florida State University School of Hospitality, where he researches tourism. Despite the slew of tragic events, Bond says the industry hasn't taken much of a hit.
We're not seeing too much of an effect at all from Orlando in terms of occupancy in the overall performance of our lodging industry. And the same is true for the algae blooms.
But it's not yet clear how Zika will affect people's travel plans. Right now, Florida's local outbreak is centralized in a 1-square-mile section of Wynwood. It's a fashionable warehouse district, internationally known for elaborate murals and art galleries. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have issued an unprecedented stateside travel ban prohibiting pregnant women from visiting the square-mile zone. Health officials in the United Kingdom and Canada have issued travel warnings as well. But Visit Florida and local businesses on the ground say the area is safe and busy.
But we do have people in the streets. I'm out here right now, and you can't find a parking spot on 2nd Avenue, and there's people walking around. People taking pictures.
That's Tom Curator, the head of the Wynwood Business Improvement District. He's been keeping the community informed, tweeting out updates and passing around cases of bug spray. So far, only one event space has closed its doors, the Wynwood Yard. Curator says it's a precautionary step. The yard only has outdoor seating. But for some, it's business as usual.
It's like I said before, people are just going about their everyday lives and driving to work or going to a restaurant and I think trying to take proper precautions.
Beth Boone runs a local nonprofit called the Miami Light Project, and she oversees the Wynwood Arts District. She says the only thing that's out of the ordinary is all the news crews. Media coverage could distort the impact of Zika, especially for those who aren't familiar with the virus, says tourism researcher Mark Bond. But he thinks lawmakers should address the health of local communities first and foremost.
And although it's nice to think about our visitors, I think that we should address the seriousness to our local residents immediately, those who live here. Because if we don't have local residents, how are we going to serve the traveling public to begin with, right?
Bond says the latest numbers on hotel occupancy for the month of July should be out in 2 weeks. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.